Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. State Representative Zach Stevenson of Coon Rapids will be the Minnesota House Democratic Caucus Leader next session. House DFL members elected Stevenson at a meeting last night. He was a close friend and former campaign manager for fallen House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and served as a pallbearer at her funeral. Stevenson in a statement said, quote, "Well, I've been chosen to lead. It will take all of us working together to move forward, honor Speaker Hortman's legacy, and build a Minnesota where everyone can succeed." The Minnesota Medical Association and four other doctor groups are urging Governor Walz to call a special session to pass gun safety legislation. MMA past president Dr. Laurel Reese says,
"Not a short-term impact. When a child gets killed or injured by a firearm, those who survive will end up with long-term health problems as a result, and all the people around them experience some degree of trauma in the years that follow because of the injury of the child."
The Minnesota Medical Association is pushing for a statewide ban on assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and a requirement that firearms be stored, locked, unloaded, and separate from ammunition. This is shaping up to be a bad fall allergy season in Minnesota. Dr. Zeke McKinney of Health Partners says many of us are sneezing and itching our eyes right now.
You know, we're seeing ragweed season be longer now just because of climate change. You know, it's getting to that hard frost later in the season. But of course, as it's damp and, you know, leaves are falling and or, you know, the farmers are collecting their hay bales, we're seeing mold collect in those settings.
McKinney says people with severe allergies should stay inside and close their windows. The pollens usually die following that first hard frost. And the Twins crushed the Angels 12-3 last night in L.A. The Minnesota Vikings rallied past the Bears 27-24 in the season opener last night in Chicago. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy made his first career start and threw touchdown passes to Justin Jefferson and Aaron Jones in the fourth quarter and ran for a score.
Obviously, it's huge to come out of one of these games with a win. You know, divisional opponent, very tough opponent. You know, I thought they did a tremendous job and played very hard and played well. Got to give a lot of credit to the defense. You know, they bailed us out in that first half.
McCarthy and the Purple outscored Chicago 21-7 in the fourth quarter. Running back Jordan Mason had 68 yards in his Minnesota debut. And the state's largest newspaper is closing its printing plant in Minneapolis and laying off 125 workers. The Minnesota Star Tribune announced the Heritage plant will be sold and the newspaper will be printed in Iowa. The Gannett facility in Des Moines will still print the Star Trib 7 days a week beginning December 28th. This is MNN.